Suzanne Roach is on the line. Suzanne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Because we heard from you on January the 6th, because on Christmas Eve, your house basically burnt down. It was an awful, awful trauma. But there's good news, Suzanne.
Yeah, Joe, we're back in the house after 11 weeks.
Well
all
done.
Thanks to the community in Limerick have really rallied around me, all the businesses and companies. At one stage, we had about 11 workers inside in the house, each taking a different a room, you know, to put the place back together for me. A great community spirit. I never thought, you know, it's like winning the lotto. I mean, you can picture the trauma and devastation when you come home after seeing it, you know, and thinking that you'd never get back in there again. And then all of a sudden, 11 weeks later, through a lot of work that was put in from everybody, especially Rose and Deirdre, they kept the place going, organised all the work that had to be put into it, made sure that everybody had what they needed, and for that I'm truly grateful.
And you, as you also pointed out, it was on the 6th of January, you've no house insurance.
I had
no house
insurance.
Because like so many people who were under pressure, it was up for renewal and you said, I'll leave it. And then
after Christmas. Because I had so many things coming up within the family and we had to prioritise what was to be paid and what wasn't. And this would have been my third house and I'd never been without insurance. But unfortunately, after I was, you heard my troubles online on radio. Mm-hmm. People have come back to me and said that they're in the exact same situation as me and they got their insurance.
Yeah.
So it was good to be able to tell my story and that others have learned from it.
And you've got your house back. But you had the inferno on Christmas Eve, but then after that you had the deluge, the floods in Limerick. How did they affect you?
Not my own home.
Yeah.
No, actually, one of the companies that helped even with my doors, they ended up on the Shannon, floating down the Shannon because of the floods, and had to be, ordered again. And that was nothing to them. They promised, you know, they kept to their promise for everything, you know, in regards to helping in the house, even though they had their own problems as well.
Now, Anna Scanlon, who was out of her house because of a different reason, subsidence, she's back in her house after a year and it feels a little bit different. How does it feel for you to be back in your house?
It still feels like that. I think it's just a loss. It's still there with me. I'm actually in counselling at the moment, you know, to deal with, you know, the whole thing happened so quick and, you know, it's not every day that you're faced with something so
such traumatic,
horrible in your life. Yeah. But I never thought 11 weeks. I mean, that must be
a record
at the moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you stay there, Suzanne. Rose Maloney. Rose, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
So you're the one who started this campaign when you contacted us on the 6th of January. Then Suzanne came on, but you led the charge because you wanted to highlight to people that Suzanne had given so much to the community.
Yeah, it was myself and Deirdre Organ, you know, Deirdre.
Yeah.
Suzanne's involved in a charity in Deira, and Suzanne has given her time since 2012 in the charity. And we were friends of hers. We hadn't seen her in a long time because she was so busy with the charity. But when we heard about this, we wanted to get involved and we wanted to see what we could do. And Joe, I have to say the businesses in Limerick and the tradespeople and people, public in general, have made this really easy for us. Take Casey's Furniture in Raheen. They were in Limerick for 10 years and they were celebrating the fact that they were there. So we went to and we spoke to Tom and Casey's gave us €10,000 worth of furniture for Suzanne.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. And then not only that, Joe, he rang me back to say, look, Rose, I'd still like to do more. And he went to some of his companies and he got her pillows and he got her a mat. We also went into Alan in Essential Bathrooms and Tiles. And Alan said to me, look, Rose, you pick out the highest quality of stuff that you want from the shop. And he supplied her bathroom along with tubs and tiles. you know, we've got in-house kitchens. Ed, I spoke to him, and Ed said, look, Rose, yes, we can do something. They've not only done something, they gave a 2.5 grand kitchen. But then, you know, we had Gret O'Shea, and she's part of the Limerick Gospel Choir, and they done a fundraising for us. And, you know, everybody came that night, everybody, you know, gave money. But I have to say, Joe, we didn't get much money. It was the businesses. You know, they were just absolutely amazing. And St. Paul's School that Suzanne's kids go to, they had a cake sale and they raised 4,000.
Isn't that fantastic?
And then after we went, you know, we went to Woody's, we went to all the different Irish Wire, McMahon's, all the different, there's just too many to mention, Joe. But then we, not only did we get all the stuff from the businesses, we then had all our tradesmen come in. And they worked night and day, and they worked Saturdays and Sundays, and they all worked for free.
Isn't that incredible?
Now, you know, she has a great house now. And as Suzanne said, Suzanne, you know, at the moment she's just not able for stuff. And the charity shop was beginning to look the worst of wear. So myself and Deirdre came on board. And with two artist friends of ours, Maura Walsh and Sinead Dineen, they came in and they redesigned the shop. And we've
because you're all involved in the charity shop.
Absolutely.
Doing great work, yeah.
And, you know, the charity shop is doing magnificent now. It's tripled. So not only did we actually relaunched both last week, the shop and the house. So it's been busy, Joe, but it's been busy but very enjoyable. You know, the people in Limerick and the businesses and the tradesmen and the ordinary people. Like, Suzanne was given a house in her own neighbourhood to go into for 8 weeks by a friend. Mm-hmm. She had people cooking her dinner. She had people sewing her curtains. You know, she had people coming in to help her clean the house.
Fantastic.
It's, you know, it's just, if Suzanne's involved in the community and if you want to see what the community can do, well, they have stood up and they've done this. And, you know, I'm not from Limerick originally. I'm from Port Arlington, but I hope they've adopted me because I'm here for 20-something years. And I have to say, I'm so proud, you know, to have done this. And for myself and Deirdre, it's been a brilliant experience because it's a joy, Joe, to go in. Not one business turned around.
That's
to
incredible.
Us.
That's especially in the times we're in where businesses are
absolutely
crippled with rates, you know, and taxes and charges.
Absolutely,
and
like businesses are struggling.
To the wall, yeah.
Yeah, and I know we had the floods in Limerick, but I think the difference with Suzanne's was because Suzanne had no insurance and she was a lone house.
I know.
The floods will get support. But we even had a guy that rang me and said, look, Rose, I heard you on the radio and I can do sodium blasting. And he came in, he blasted the whole house to get the smoke out. Joe, this house had to be, the walls had to be taken down, the ceilings, the windows had to be taken out, the whole heating system and the whole electricals. And we had tradesmen and suppliers that supplied every last, you know, thing.
Well done to everyone. Well, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Let me just ask, Rose, let me just ask Suzanne. Suzanne, you mentioned, you know, after 11 weeks, do you feel you've gone into your old house or you feel you've gone into a completely different house? What's the sensation for you?
I still wake up every morning and think I'm in a hotel and I'll be going home soon. That's the only way I can explain it. It's absolutely incredible, you know, to look around and see that. And I still have to take ownership of it, really, in regards to what I have now. As I said, when I doing the work for the charity, I never realised the impact that it had. I just kept going on about my business and, you know, doing the best I could. But it was only until this happened that I realised
Suzanne, were you able, in other words, to recapture the house in terms of bringing in old photographs or old statues? But, you know, stuff from the house that was damaged. Were you able to retrieve anything that you could bring into your new home now? It's the same building, but it's obviously been brilliantly...
No, it would be family that would have given me photographs and that.
Because you lost a lot of them.
Ended up in the house, only the fireplace, because it was cast iron.
My God.
I even, you know, nothing at all.
And what... Have you been thinking, or has anyone said anything to you, Suzanne? What do you have to do to make this new house your own? Do you know what I mean? You say you feel you don't have ownership, even though you do. But
no. Well, I've had my daughter's confirmation.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so that would be one thing, you know, that would mark something that happened in the house. Obviously, you know, photographs and pictures and things like that.
And all the family have been up, including the grandchildren. They've all been into the house.
Yeah. Okay. My son that was in the house when it happened, Darren, he took a while to come back, even into the area, because, you know, when the window broke and he was the one that was faced with, you know, the inside of it as it was happening, it took him that bit longer. But the only thing I do is I go around and check everything electrical that's in the house that I suppose comes with.
Yeah.
What has happened.
And you have smoke alarms, you know, and what have you.
Yeah, everything in there, yeah. I was just afraid when I gone back in, or even when the work was being done, I found it very hard to get involved and moving my stuff out. Mm. You know.
You didn't want to let
it
go.
It was finalised, yeah, exactly, Joe.
Well, you're back in. I'm sure people have ideas about what you have to do to kind of recapture or repossess your house.
Yeah, I'd love to hear, Joe, if anybody had been in that situation.
Now, I know, I see already people are saying if you're religious, get the local priest to say a mass in the house and bring all the friends and neighbours in and bless that. You know, that ritual as well. That's a ritual.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one idea I see already, but.
Exactly. Well, I've got loads of mass cards and candles and phone calls from Australia, even, would you believe? From neighbours that I would have come from O'Malley Park in Limerick. And we would have been gone out of there about 20 years. And a fraction of those people, you know, got in touch, sent cards, visited me that I wouldn't have seen in years. So, you know, all this, I would have had a stroke when I was younger, Joe, so a lot of people would have known me.
Yeah.
I was only 11 when it happened. So,
oh, God.
You know, these things, I believe, I was left, you know, to face something and do something, you know, for the community, and that's why I'm so involved.
Okay.
And I just want to see it work.
Okay. Suzanne, well, many years of health and happiness in your old home that's been turned into your new home, and Rose Maloney and Deirdre
thank
and
you,
all the crew in Limerick, all those companies. Yes, Rose.
Joe, I'd just like to thank you again for initially taking our phone call and giving us the air time, because, you know, it worked wonders for us. And again, it's people like you and it's the businesses and that made this easy for myself and Deirdre. So again, I'd like to thank you, Joe.
And well, the main people are yourselves, but Casey's Furniture, Essential Bathrooms.
Yeah.
I'm reading them out. You're not asking me to do it. In-house kitchens, all the tradesmen and women, the local school, St. Paul's for the bake sale, the local gospel choir. Wonderful, wonderful work. Many years of health and happiness, and you still haven't given up, both of you, in the turmoil you've gone through in the last 12 weeks. You're still working in the community. Thanks indeed, Rose Maloney and Suzanne Roach. 51551.